Miles. Okay. And
hi,
so
there.
Being the,
thanks for holding.
Oh, here he is. Okay, great. Thank you, Paul.
Oh, hi, Tara. Thank you. So my name is Paul. I'm the area manager here. Tara, of course, wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service. I love that I'm talking to both of you. I love the name of the business, which is Husband and Wife Junk Removal, right? So, you know, obviously we want to get you the details of the service and ask you and or answer any questions that you might have. I know Tara does a good job of outlining at least the basics of our services. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
I think the only questions I really have is we don't necessarily have a website right now. We're still waiting
right.
on our Google approval.
Okay. So, you know, we do build websites in-house for our clients that either don't have a website or they've got an old website. Maybe they're trying to build one themselves and it's not going real well. You know, our job is not just to put you on that first page. It is to make sure that people who see you there have the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. Now, are you doing any commercial work or looking to take on commercial, or is this solely going to be for residential customers?
For both.
For both. Any real particular preference, or you want a nice even mix?
On it, just
yeah, it's more work in general.
Yeah.
Is that kind of why you guys signed up with Angie, just to get more jobs coming your way? Nothing specific about how you wanted to target it or anything like that. How is that service working out for you, by the way?
Getting leads so far. It's been like 24 hours-ish.
Oh, so it's brand new. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Now, that is a well-made lead service, but it's very different than what we do. So with that, of course, you're going to get leads. With this, you'll get more phone calls. And calls coming directly to you would most likely be from someone who actually saw your website before they decided to call you. So I'm going to make a request. As far as the website goes, you're not like currently trying to build one or paid someone to build one for you, at least not yet?
Not yet.
Okay. So I'm going to send a request to my supervisor right now to see if she'll actually allow me to include a website at no additional cost. I mean, we offer the service on a month-to-month basis. Of course, we know that a website means not just more phone calls in general, it means a higher quality call. I mean, obviously, someone who calls you after seeing your website, took the time, saw something they liked, and now they're reaching out to you. Now, it's not just for first page placement on Google. Of course, you'll be listed on Bing as well for the roughly 1 out of 10 people who search on Bing instead of Google. You'll have things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, and there would be even Facebook ads, paid ads as well. Now, Tara says you guys are typically going about 20, 30 miles right now. You might want to cut that and, you know, 15 to 20 miles. You definitely can do that when you're on that first page. You'll get a steady stream of phone calls coming to you. You can pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most appropriate for you, most profitable for you. Now, you absolutely qualify for reduced pricing here. It is going to be a lower rate for our younger companies, but it's not like a promotional rate. It's not going to balloon up on you. It's not an introductory rate. It's a fixed rate no matter how long you keep the service, and in this case, it does save you 50%. So you get $300 every month. It brings the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to $299. And that $299, like I said, is an exact amount. You're not paying for leads on top of that. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. It's simple, straightforward pricing. Now, I know you've got more questions, but if I can get the website included, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
I mean, we are highly interested, but as you know, we did just sign up with Angie, and we're kind
of
waiting to get to meeting, so I just don't know, unfortunately, if now would be the right time financially until work picks up just a little bit more being a newer business, but this is something that we'd be highly interested in when we can afford it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It really is where most of us go when we don't know who to call. And for most of us, you know, at least for some of the services we need, we don't know who to call. Even if we ask our dad or our friends, they might not have a good recommendation. And even if they do, we're probably still going to try to find that company online and see if they have a website. So this is definitely going to help you, because every new customer that finds you online is someone who can use your services down the road, recommending you to their friends. Now, I know that Angie is brand new, and I've been doing this long enough to remember long before it was Angie Leads, of course, it was Home Advisor, which is kind of the combination of Angie's List and Home Advisor. And even if I go back more than 10 years, it was ServiceMax.
Yeah.
Same
no,
company.
Google, yeah. No, it's definitely beneficial for sure. The only thing in our budget right now we'd be able to afford is about $140 to $150.
Okay. So we used to have a service that would be around that rate. And then we kind of sunsetted that price. Our local only campaign, which I really am only allowed to sell in very rural areas where there's not a lot of competition. I mean, I wouldn't want to get you a package if it wasn't going to get you the results that we're looking for. And even if I could do that, it's a $199 package. But, this, like I said, is going to include paid Facebook ads as well. So it's definitely going to get you the results that you're looking for. We just got to find the right timing for you. What is a good email?
And that's
address?
That's the $199 you said?
Well, that would be without Facebook ads, yeah. And, you know, to
so
really
we wouldn't
get your
need
phone
the Facebook ads in there. We wouldn't need Facebook. We would basically just need the listed on Google, like you were saying, in the website build.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing, is it contracted or is it just month to month? Because that's another thing that really plays a part right now.
Right. So it is month to month. There's no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason. You can also pause it. I mean, if you end up getting more work than you can take on, or if you need to go on vacation, I mean, if necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally. Yeah.
So,
you know. Go ahead.
If we could get the information for what is in the $200 a month, if it's not in a contract and it was month to month, we would be open to definitely trying it.
Right. I mean, I can email out to you. But I mean, like I said, we've kind of sunsetted that price and it's $249. You'd actually be getting $100 of Facebook ads for an extra $50. So I'll send the information out your way.
So we would just, whatever package you said was the $199 and then you just said it was the $249. So what was the $199 you're talking about that was the grandfathered one?
Right.
I
can send that information out to you, but I don't know that I'm able to offer it to you. I mean, there are certain restrictions where my supervisor just says this is not a package that's going to work for them. They're probably not going to see results for 60 to 90 days, and they probably cancel before they saw results. So I would have to check and see if that's even something I could offer for you.
That would be great, actually. Honestly, I could even go on hold if you want to reach out to them.
Yeah, I could do that just to see if we could do a local-only campaign here for you.
Yeah, that would be wonderful to get the details on that. Thank you.
Give me just a brief second. I'm still waiting to get back on the website anyway.
Perfect. Okay, thanks.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Hi. Thank you for holding. So I did hear back from my supervisor about a couple of things. The first thing is that we would, in fact, be able to include the website for you at no additional cost. She is not recommending a local-only package here. If you were willing to pay 3 months in advance, just because it would probably take that long for you to get first page placement without like a paid ad component to kind of boost it and get you the results, I would be able to do the $249 with $100 of Facebook ads. The website's included, and I could waive the $99 setup fee. So you'd be looking at $249 out the door as a month-to-month service with the website and the Facebook ads. Now, Facebook ads have a big benefit. They're retargeting ads. If you've ever, you know, gone on Google and done a search, and then the next thing you know, when you're on your Facebook page, that same exact thing pops up, you know, that would work for you. That would retarget the people in your service area.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the retargeting. We already have somebody that we're working with for our Facebook ads with Meta.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So that's why something like that we're already basically set up with. So when it comes to getting, let's say we do the $249, would we still be able to be locally placed with the website instead of doing the Facebook ads?
Correct, yes. You would be, you know, we would target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found by both residential and commercial clients.
And then, okay, is that if we were to do the $249, then you don't have to have the 3 months up front, then that was just for the $199?
That's 100% correct. That's 100% correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So, and then, okay, and we're not locked. Sorry, we're so excited for the new business, but also we're dumping a ton of money in marketing, which is important, but we don't want to, you know, end up screwing ourselves in the long run.
100%.
So,
no, 100%.
But the targeted marketing is definitely important in our area, and being on Google and Bing is important as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's see. So that's the $249. Can you send me all the information
that
comes with that package? And I can give you my email address.
I can do that. What is a good email for you?
C-O-N. A-N-D. L-I-S-H. G-O-F-O-R-I-T at gmail.com.
And that was F like Frank?
Yeah.
And that was O-R?
It's Con and Alish, go for it, at gmail.com.
Oh, the IT. And that was just at Gmail?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Now, I'm going to send an email out to you, but let me do this because it's a lot faster. But I'm going to send that email, too. I just want to make sure I can get the website included and even include an example of a website, get the reduced rate on there as well. But I'm going to send you right now a link to our pricing page. Of course, we're not Google. If anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google, they would simply be telling stories. I mean, Google does call businesses directly if they're regional or nationwide chains. You have to have at least 100 locations or more for Google to call you directly for something like this. They started a partnership program a little over 10 years ago to help smaller and medium-sized businesses. We were one of the very first companies to become a Google partner. We're LocalSplash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I sent you a link to the pricing page, which is LocalSplash.com/pricing. You can, though, navigate the entire website from there. We've been around since 2004, so more than 21 years of industry experience. Now, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters, or you may be able to put me on speakerphone and open that up, and I'm also working on getting that email out to you.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Okay, perfect. So, now obviously the whole point is to get found online, to be there as an option when people are looking for your services. Now, you know, of course, you'll never be the only option that people see, and not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call you. But again, the ones that do call you will be calling you because they saw your website. They want to hire you usually. It's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. You'll be able to track your success, 24/7 access, to what we call your client dashboard, because there's a lot more that you can, in fact, do with it in addition to just tracking the success. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. You can respond to and kind of manage your reviews. Of course, you'll have multiple places where businesses or where consumers, whether businesses or residential customers, can leave you reviews. And wherever those reviews originate, they do repopulate right on your tracking and reporting. So you can request reviews, you can respond to reviews. If you wanted us to respond to reviews as well, we would be able to do that for you at no additional cost. And of course, you know, like I said, we've been around since 2004. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. You know, it is a month-to-month service, but our clients do keep the service long-term because it's profitable. Nobody.
Yeah, it's beneficial for sure.
If you see that blue tinted photo, that kind of outlines a few of the things that we do at least early on. Below it is where it says Google Ads Partner. And, of course, we are a Google partner. So you can click right on that badge of authenticity. It's not like it's copy and pasted off the Internet. It would go directly to google.com/partner. And, of course, with that, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner, and that makes all the difference in the world. I mean, Google makes changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm quite regularly. Even if they do make those changes, they let us know ahead of time, so you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competition. Now, if you go back to the link that I sent out to you, you'd actually be getting the Platinum package, which is listed on our website, like I said, originally at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. So you'd be getting everything on that Platinum package with one notable exception. It says on there a landing page, and that's included there. But in this case, I did get approval for the custom website to be included for a website upgrade. Like I said, we'll build, host, maintain, and even update that website for you at no additional cost. Now, everything else is going to be included in there. It does include the $100 of Facebook ads. That's the original $100 that comes with that $599 price point. So I did keep that original $100, but I did just reduce the overall cost. Like I said, I've been with this company, actually in April, it'll be 13 years. It's my job as a pricing director to make it affordable, you know, because we know that our clients do keep the service long term.
One thing looking at this, obviously, so the setup fees, is there an extra setup fee?
Normally there is a setup fee, or at least it's listed on our website. Now, I can almost always take a good $200 off of that and just do like a $99 setup fee. But in this case, because I know that you're, you know, young, you're getting things started, you're very new to Angie's, and while we have absolutely nothing at all to do with Angie, or even with our business model, again, I know that that could, you know, have a lot of money coming out even before the money and the jobs start coming in, so I want to make this affordable for you. The short answer is I'm going to waive the entire $299 setup fee, so you're saving $649 in your first month alone, and then every month that you keep the service, you're going to save $300 because, again, it's not going to go up to $599. It's going to be grandfathered in this case, at what's basically our friends and family rate for that particular package. It's $249, and it's a fixed rate. It's all inclusive. There's no hidden taxes, no hidden fees. It's simple, straightforward billing. So it bills once a month for that exact amount.
That is a huge savings and is definitely very beneficial for us starting out.
Especially as you're a young company. And like I said, I like working with young companies. I've been doing this, you know, almost 13 years. I don't want to say it's a game changer, right? I do like to kind of, you know, under-promise and over-deliver. But it really does level the playing field. I mean, the companies that are on the first page are not necessarily the biggest companies or the ones that have been around the longest or even the ones that do the best job in town. But they are on that first page because they've got the right content online. And they've got additional destinations and directories. And when we create that content for you, that means more phone calls, and that's exactly what we're going to do here, what we want to do here for you, and that's what's going to keep that phone ringing. Again, you're not paying for the lead, so you're not, like, feeling compelled to take it if it is a job, maybe even if it's a little bit farther away than you would want it to be, because it's simply phone calls coming to you, so you can take that job that's closer to home, or if it's a bigger job and worth going, you know, maybe you are going to take that job, and 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it is going to be that exact amount, that flat rate.
Perfect. Yeah, no, it's definitely a great service. In fact, you guys are partnered with them is a huge benefit for sure.
Of course. Yeah, that makes a big difference. I remember, boy, I remember back when I first started, when we could put you on hold, make some quick changes, hit update, and it was going to improve your placement that quickly. Obviously, a lot has changed since then. It used to be changes to a website, naming the photos, keyword density, schema markup, all of that we could do with a website had a direct impact on getting you on that first page. It's been kind of de-emphasized the importance of a website. It really has to just do two things. It has to be mobile optimized, of course, since most people search on their smartphone, and then it has to be a secure website. But from a consumer standpoint, it has to be attractive. It has to give you reasons to stay on it, and then, of course, reasons to pick up the phone to call you. So our websites do that. But, of course, the most important thing about any website is that people see it. You know, some business owners go the wrong way. They spend, thousands of dollars, wait many, many months for a web developer to build, what amounts to a fancy billboard on a dirt road. If people don't know it's there, they're not going to see it. If they can't find it on their own when it's on the first page, they wouldn't even know that it exists. So, I mean, arguably our websites are not, the fanciest. They don't have all the bells and whistles and the lights and things like that. But, I mean, if it's on that first page, getting those phone calls, that's the most important thing. I mean, a yard sign on a busy road is going to get you more phone calls than that fancy billboard that nobody ever sees.
Yeah, which we definitely have those, so.
Yeah,
no, it's definitely a little bit of background in all this online marketing stuff, so I see the benefit for sure. It's
absolutely.
Just us making sure that we,
I
work for a company
we
that
Google
is online
it,
B2B.
It's what we say, and it's what we do. We don't know who to call, or we don't even, there might be a dictionary around here somewhere, but I know I don't need it, because I know my smartphone is a dictionary. I just have to type in what I'm trying to spell, and Google's going to spell check it for me. I mean, we use our smartphone. It's in our purse or our pocket, and we use it so many times a day that we don't even realize.
With your targeting, is it behavioral-based then as well?
I mean, like I said, with the retargeting ads, it's gonna focus on people that are in your service area looking for your services. But I mean, mostly getting you on that first page of Google for really any keyword or variation of a service.
Even
if it's gonna be like misspellings, you're still gonna pop up.
Okay. Is there a lot of other junk removal companies that you guys are working with? Does that play a part?
So, I mean, we do work with every industry under the sun, and we do cover all of the United States and Canada. But for us to maintain our Google partnership, we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. So we would not be working with any of your competitors. We'd basically be competing against ourselves if we were doing that. And, of course, strict Google guidelines prohibit us from doing that. I've been with the company for, like I said, a long time. I would definitely not want to jeopardize my position within the company or my company standing as a Google partner to kind of go outside of those boundaries. So like I said, we'll only be working exclusively with you. There are other businesses out there. There's 8 Google Premier partners in the country, and I think it's 41 worldwide. So you definitely would be in good hands with us. But again, you'll not be the only company that is on that first page. You'll just be the only company that we're working with.
Within junk removal.
Correct, in your service area.
Are you guys? Okay. That makes sense. All right. How long does it take you guys, how long until services are actually up and running? And
so that's a great question. And everything has a little bit of its own time frame. So the next step would be to schedule what's called a client interview. And it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google trained technicians will talk to you in detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want it to be, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We usually do our client interviews on day one, day two, or day three. So if we can get that done today, that's going to expedite the process. Within days 5 through 7, that's when you have full access to your client dashboard, because that's when all of the directories that we create will be submitted. Now, they want us to say 7 to 14 days for the Facebook ads and the website, but realistically, it's usually about 7, maybe 10 business days at the most if you can get us photos to put on the website. Now, keep in mind the maintenance, hosting, and updating of the website is also included at no additional cost. So let's say you do a job that you're particularly proud of, you want to send us before and after photos, we would be able to add those to your website down the road. There would never be any additional costs for that. You'll also have access to a website editor tool, so you can make changes to the website on your own if you want to make those changes, or if you just want us to make those changes, there's never any additional cost for that. Whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, continuous reporting, updates, support, and like I said, our clients do keep the service. I have clients that have been with me for over 10 years, but as a company, we actually have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 14, 16, 18 years. Nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. And that's kind of why I'm allowed or even encouraged to provide our services, which actually that $249, as you can imagine with the website, that doesn't cover our costs in that first, second, or even third month. We have to keep you on board as a satisfied client for the long term for it to be profitable for us, but that's how we've kept our doors open for more than 21 years. You know, just providing a quality service at a fair price, keeping our clients on board because they like the service and because it's working. So, you know, like I said, I'm actually happy that my supervisor's allowing me to do that friends and family rate, basically, you know, that $249, and keep it on a month-to-month basis for you.
Okay. Wonderful. When do we schedule the call, or what's the next step?
So the business is husband and wife junk removal. I do see it as an LLC, but did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business? Like it seems like on the logo it's not listed there. It's totally up to you. We just want consistency. You know, we want it to be listed the same way everywhere.
I mean, I feel like usually doesn't the LLC kind of seem more credible?
I agree 100%. There's really no right or wrong answer, and I definitely want to, you know, the customer's always right kind of thing, but I definitely think that leaving it on there really does make the business look more credible, more professional, gives people reasons to call you. So we'll leave it as we have it. And then the and is, that's another thing I wanted to ask you, because the logo has the ampersand, the symbol for the word and, not A and D spelled out. Your Angie profile does have A and D. So how did you want the and to appear in your business name, the symbol or the word?
Let's see. Babe, did you hear that? On the Google page, do you want it to spell out and or have the and symbol? Everything we pretty much have is spelled out the and word. Do you want the symbol, though? Huh? Probably just, he says the and symbol on there.
I would agree 100% because it's not like, it's a special character, right? It's not a letter that we see every day. So our eye goes to it twice. So I think that's going to help you to draw more eyes, which again is an important thing, getting more phone calls. And then on the Angie profile, there is a physical address, but correct me if I'm wrong, about 4130 East Dakota Drive, Unit A. Now, that's not an address you would necessarily want the customer to know about, right? No one ever comes to you. You just go to them.
Right. No, that's our home, not our personal. We don't want that listed.
It is. Okay, and Google agrees 100%. And, of course, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, run out of the truck. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront, and they certainly wouldn't want anyone to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would, especially because you're probably out in the field most days. So you're just going to be listed city and state, not even the zip code of 84005. And then, like I said, we can target anywhere in that 15 to 20 mile radius. We don't draw a big circle around you. So if there's a city you want to go to that's 25 miles away, we can do that. If there are places that are closer to home that you really don't want to go, you can tell us that too, and we wouldn't run your ads there. So it's going to be very targeted to the needs of your business. Now, I do have, of course, your email address. Now, most of the time, you're simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers call you directly. The website, though, will also have a contact form so people can tell you where they are located, what they want to have done, when they hope you can come out, etc. Now, if they fill out that contact form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. And the business phone number is at the 385-450-4254?
Yeah.
Okay, and that is a smartphone. You can receive a text message on that number. And then the email address is is that the email address that you want the public to see? We can hide that email. I know it's not like a direct correlation to the business name itself. Customers don't need to see it if you don't want them to see that, but it would still be attached to the contact form. And, of course, for longer pieces of information that we would want you to have for your records, we do from time to time email things out to you. Tara never did get your last name, though.
My last name's Alaniz, A-L-A-N-I-Z.
A-L-A-N-I-Z, N like Nancy?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, we can still use that email. Like, it doesn't matter to us. I know it doesn't necessarily, it's not a husband and wife email, so I guess it just depends on how you think that looks, but we're fine using that one. We're like, we don't want to create a bunch more and have to remember all the login.
No, absolutely. And like I said, it's really just for us to contact you when we need to send something out to you by email, something we want you to have for your records, and of course something to attach to that contact form. So when someone fills that out, you'll get the information by email and also by text. And then, like I said, most of the time you get phone calls. But for us, we do use phone, we use text, we also use email to contact you regarding your account. Like I said, emails are usually just for longer pieces of information, unless that is your preferred method of contact. Did you have any particular preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
I mean, if it's something that's pretty urgent, then phone. But if it's something just kind of sent our way, email, fine.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'll put phone preferred. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I will take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. You don't necessarily need to be in front of a computer for that particular call, just kind of off the top of your head questions, kind of the ones that I mentioned earlier and maybe a couple of others. Oh, I did want to do one other thing. It's to add a little bit of extra protection here on the account, another layer of security. In fact, it's a security question and answer. So if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with husband and wife junk removal, even if it's you or your husband, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And then if anyone were to call you and tell you that their Google or local splash, they would know that information. And if they can't give it to you basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. And of course, if anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that for sure wouldn't be us. And again, you shouldn't entertain that call. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
You could do first pet's name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Nico.
Did you say Nico with an N or Nico with an M?
I think it's Nico with an N.
N. Okay.
Is it Nancy?
And
yeah.
Is it N-I-K-O?
Yeah. N-I-C-O.
Oh, N-I-C-O. I got to type that in twice. But you are all set and squared away there. And then, so it is exactly $249. Like I said, that's the out-the-door cost. That is the fixed flat rate. There's no setup fee at all. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what's going to work best for you?
A Visa credit.
A Visa. And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? Is there
I'll pass the phone.
That's my name, Connor.
Is that C-O-N-N-E-R?
O-R.
O-R. Okay, I'm glad I asked. I think Tara just put down her version of it. C-O-N-N-O-R. And is it the same last name?
M-C-L-A-C-H-L-A-N.
It's capital C, the second one?
No, lowercase c, capital L.
Okay, so you said M-C...
capital L, A C H, L A N.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, is the billing address for that card the home, the 4130 East Dakota Drive, and that's Unit A, right?
No, it's a different address.
Okay. What is the zip code first?
84093.
And then the street address.
8629 Tracy Drive, Sandy, Utah. T-R-A-C-Y, yeah.
No E. Okay, gotcha.
No E.
And then you said that was a visa. A visa should start with a 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, so 4758 1004 9021 1160.
And then the expiration month and year?
07 of 29.
You said 07 of 2029. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
304.
304. So I've got 304 on the back. I've got July or 07 of 2029 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 4758-1004-9021-1160?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute or so, well, actually a minute or so after I read the voice verification, you are going to receive a confirmation email. It's our welcome email. It does have our client support information and our support hours, our support email address. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, sorry, he handed it back to me. What information?
Oh, that's perfect. So you're going to get an email with our client support information on there, but if you have a pen handy, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
If you're emailing it, that's fine.
Okay. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is Mountain Time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they will follow up with you the following business day. Now, because we are a Google Premier partner, we are required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a flat rate, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we're waiving the setup fee, that we're actually going to include a website for you, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, though, actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Husband and Wife Junk Removal, LLC.
That's exactly how I have that, with the LLC and with the symbol for the word and not the AND spelled out. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Connor McLaughlin, owner.
Okay. And then as the owner of Husband and Wife Junk Removal, LLC, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Of course, between the two of you, you make all the decisions for the company. And then for the billing information that you did provide, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes, it's my account.
Of course. Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you're also actively involved in your campaign. And that's because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, we are already aware of Angie. There is, like I said, no direct conflict there. But this next part says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And the reason that we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. I mean, obviously, with all of the different services that we'll be providing, all of the different content that we'll be creating for your business, we certainly certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services we are already providing. Perhaps even more important, though, is that we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for the business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate.
I want to interrupt you real quick.
Sure.
With the meta ads on Facebook that we're already running, how does that correlate?
So, I mean, as long as it's promoting your business with the same information, and that's kind of why I was asking you how you wanted the name to appear, you want us to hide the physical address, the same phone number, and the services would be the same too, right? So as long as there's not like content out there that would be different or conflicting information that we do, then there's, of course, no problem with that. We do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so that we can make sure that the information for your business is consistent.
Okay, so our ads, our meta ads are running, they're supposed to be running for the next 6 to 7 days, and I'm pretty sure on that it says and instead of the and symbol.
Okay.
Is that going to be a problem?
For something like that, it's not going to be a problem. The red flags come when they're different addresses or different phone numbers. But, I mean,
okay.
Just about every business or a high percentage of businesses have some discrepancy. If they are an LLC, that it might be listed somewhere, it might be not listed somewhere else. So for something like that, it's not going to really affect things. But moving forward, you definitely want the ampersand, not the word A and B spelled out, right?
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Perfect. Gotcha. Did you have any other questions?
So we might discontinue our meta ads next month since
sure.
We've already paid for our meta ads.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to ride them out for
that's,
the month and see how they go.
That's certainly understandable. It's certainly something that you can do. In fact, that gets me to the next part here. And this is, again, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, which is officially the friends and family rate, the website included, the setup fee waived. This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that account setup, which I'll actually waive, will be charged today's date. And, of course, it is the friends and family rate. January 13th, by the way. The friends and family rate is the $249.00, and that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which will never go up. It is an exact amount. There's no hidden taxes or fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional destinations, directories, the Facebook ads. The website is also included, again, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. And then, of course, it is a month-to-month service. There is recurring billing on the 13th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. However, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked. You can pause it too or pause any part of it. You can pause the Facebook ads a month or two down the road. You can pause the entire service. All that we do request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. And that is simply because we are, in fact,
do we need to give him access to our Google page, or is he going to build it for us?
Well, that's a great
so
question. You are still waiting on approval for the Google page, so how does that work?
The last time I checked, you have a Google business profile. That's what you're talking about, right?
Was approved then?
Yeah, so you got to make sure that it's not the one from Arizona, because there is a husband and wife junk removal LLC in Arizona. I just don't want to get that mixed up because it still said my Google thing was pending.
Okay, so I thought I did pull that up. Okay, so yeah, you're right, and that refreshes my memory because I did see that from Arizona, and that is definitely not you. But I do see that your listing is not yet active, but that's okay. If you didn't already have that started, of course, we would start that process for you. Because you already have that started, that's definitely going to expedite the process. We're going to follow up with Google's back-end team to find out exactly what's going on with that and see if we can expedite the process. And then we will at some point ask for managerial access to that listing. Of course, you maintain the ownership. We're not going to take ownership away from you or anything like that. My goodness, I talk to businesses and I say, well, you're talking to me about your active company, but your Google listing shows you it's permanently closed. What's going on? Oh, I work with Brand Rep or Town Square and I canceled and now they marked me as closed and I can't do anything about it. Now, of course, we don't do that. Everything we do is by strict Google guidelines. So you'll always maintain ownership of your Google listing, but as you are a client of us, as long as you're a client of us, of ours, we do want to have managerial access. So we can, of course, put a website on there, do like blog posts, create all the links and things like that. But we would ask for that once you have the access to it.
Awesome. Okay. I think that's all the questions we have for now until the introductory call.
Yes, that follow-up call.
We got to get going.
You do understand and agree to the cancellation terms here. Call us 3 days before. I used to work in client support a long time ago. If you forget and call us the day or the few days after it bills, that's okay. We'll just reverse the payment. But, of course, to prevent the charge, we do ask that you call us 3 days before because we're closed on the weekend. So I'm pulling up your the options here for your follow-up call. You don't necessarily need to be in front of a computer for that call. Let me just see. We try to do our client interview same day, so looking to see, we are booked out for the rest of the day. So it would be first thing tomorrow would be 8 o'clock, or the last one, we're booked in the afternoon too. So the last one would be 3 o'clock for tomorrow. If I go further out, we could do as late as 5:30 even. But would tomorrow work for you between 7 and 2? There's just about every hour or half hour in between.
Between 7 and 2, you said?
Actually, 8 o'clock would be tomorrow. As early as 8 or as late as 3 o'clock tomorrow? Every day is different. Every time I check, it's different. As spots get filled, they disappear.
The problem with 8 o'clock tomorrow, we take our son to school at 8, and then he gets out at 3.
No, anytime after that. So that's my broad range.
After that?
Yeah, there's 9 o'clock, there's 11 o'clock.
Oh. Okay, do you want to do 11 tomorrow?
As soon as you can in the morning.
It'd be 8 o'clock, but he's going to school at 8.
Well, I'll pick you to school.
Okay, then yeah, let's do the 8 o'clock.
So you want 8?
But Amelia has school tomorrow, too. At 9:30. Sorry, one second.
Okay.
Okay, the 11 o'clock would work better.
Okay, there are other options. If there's a time that you know is going to work best for you,
I can
see
if
it's available. 11 works?
Yeah, 11 is perfect, yeah.
So we're going to schedule it from 11. It's actually going to be scheduled from 11 to 12. It typically takes about 30, 40 minutes. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well. Just in the beginning, to introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I'll try to keep my phone line open. If for some reason I am already on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. They'll also know the security question and answer, your first pet, Nico. You'll receive at 10 o'clock an automated email, a reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 11. Now, in just a second or so here, you're going to receive that welcome email. That welcome email is important not just because it has our client support information on there. Most of our emails do, but this is also going to have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system, again, is going to give you 24/7 access to the reporting, make changes to the website, etc. The reports do update throughout the day, so it's almost real-time reporting. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in that voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either that email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, are you going to be like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday? When did you want to be found online?
Start. We'd like to start with 7 days a week until we get stuff going. We can't be too busy on Sundays due to the fact that you can't dump anything at the dump on Sundays.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
So maybe just Monday through Saturday would work better.
At least receiving those phone calls. Is that going to be like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
I would do 7 to 7.
7 to 7, okay. And at this point, are you taking anything besides maybe cash and check, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
We do...
Venmo and Apple Pay.
Yeah.
Venmo and Apple Pay. Okay, perfect.
We will be accepting credit cards here shortly. I just need to get either download the app and start paying for it. Or
sure you can tap them in the Apple Pay.
Yeah. Oh, maybe you can tap on Apple Pay.
That's what it says when I look it up.
Oh. Absolutely.
So we have the Apple Pay set up. Have you got a credit card?
Okay, so I'll put I'll put that on the easy cash, check it, and Apple Pay. Or do you also say Venmo?
And Venmo.
And Venmo. Okay, gotcha. Perfect. So I'll put that in there. That kind of gives my client interview technician a little bit of a head start. Now, you should have received at least the initial invoice email, the welcome email is being sent to, and then you'll also receive an additional email. It's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you can send our way will help us kind of expedite the process of reassuring Google that you are a real active business in the local area, that you are providing those services, et cetera. So any photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, anything like a business card, is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Well, we're working on insurance right now, but we're unlicensing, but we have LLC.
For some reason, my system is not automatically generating the initial invoice, so I'm going to send it to you manually. You may get another one. But I did want to get that out to you as well. It didn't even say that it was pending. But if I refresh, you should have gotten that sent out to you. In fact, it looks like the other one is now pending as well. But you should have gotten one that says local / initial invoice. If you click on it, it's going to say something like, hello, Connor, thank you for choosing local / Your invoice is located below. A couple of sentences down, but still in the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
So local / terms of experience.
Correct.
I agree to SMS or SMS messaging on my phone. Do I need that?
Yeah, that's text messages through the computer. We actually want you to click on all three of the boxes, one that you certify that you're an authorized holder and signer, the other that you acknowledge the payments are automatic and recurring, and then once you've got all three boxes checked, you can either copy and paste or type in your name in that longer box. It's usually case sensitive for at least the first name, but if you wanted to just do an exact match of the businesses it appears in, if it takes you to another screen that asks you for your login credentials, you can stop there. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at the moment. We do have to do your client interview first for there to be something to track, but like I said, when you have access, you'll get the text and email kind of notifying you that your tracking system is active. At any point in time...
Do I create the account with Local / right now?
No,
or, okay, I'm waiting on
that's what I'm saying. You do not need to go that next step right now. your login credentials are on your welcome email, which has been sent. Your username has been set in our system, and you cannot change it. We've made it so easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it's the phone number, the area codes included. So it's just numbers, though, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. You can find it on your welcome email. It's 385-450-4254. The default password is MyOnline. You can change that as much as you like, as often as you like, right through your client dashboard. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you, especially as a young company, getting everything out there and getting that website created. Like I said, you're going to get a reminder email at 10 o'clock tomorrow, and I'm going to send you in just a second here a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your records. You do not need to respond to it. Oh, that reminds me, any and all information can be sent to the support@localsplash.com email. We'll forward it out to the right department and take it from there. I know that our client interview technician will also give you photos, photos@localsplash.com. You can always email the photos team directly. But like I said, that support email is really the catch-all and the only one that you need, and we can take care of it from there. But other than that, I wanted to say welcome aboard, and I absolutely hope that I am in between phone calls at 11 o'clock when our technician calls you tomorrow. I'd certainly be happy to jump on that call in the beginning and say a quick hello to either or both of you. If you're there. Now, is the number we're speaking on now, this is going to be the number you want the client interview technician to call?
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be the number we want on everything for the business.
And you're expecting to be together at the time, too, yes? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So I'll put in the notes here that the client interview will be with both of you guys, and we'll give you a call tomorrow around 11. Could be a couple minutes after, but it should be pretty close to that 11 o'clock hour.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you both. I really appreciate you. You guys have a great rest of the day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye. Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.